Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the U.S. elections as Americans picked Republican presidential candidate, former President Donald Trump as President Joe Biden's successor to become the country's 47th president, defeating Vice President Kamala Harris to end a new four-year term in the White House starting in January next year. In a tightly contested race, Trump secured at least 277 of the possible 538 electoral votes in Tuesday's election, giving him the necessary majority to become only the second U.S. leader to win non-consecutive terms since Grover Cleveland in the 1890s. A Republican success story also extended Tuesday to Congress, where the party won back a majority in the Senate with at least 52 of 100 seats. Control of the House of Representatives, which is currently held by Republicans, was not yet decided early Wednesday. Trump at 78, the oldest elected U.S. presidential candidate, celebrated his victory in Florida before he thanked his supporters at a rally in the same state. VOA senior Washington correspondent Caroline Pursuit was at the election night celebration in Florida, where Trump celebrated his win before most news networks had decided the race.
The next president of the United States is a familiar one.
I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
Former President Donald Trump waited more than 7 hours after the polls closed on the East Coast to address his followers.
It's time to put the divisions of the past 4 years behind us. It's time to unite.
Supporters were always confident, despite polls showing a razor-thin difference between Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris.
I think a lot of people are just tired of what's going on in the country. Just everything's up. Food, fuel, housing.
I like the 4 years we had under Trump prior, and I'm hoping we can get back to that.
After Trump achieved the required 270 electoral votes, the red wave continued in the U.S. Senate as the Republicans took the majority. It's been a brutally long campaign, with Trump surviving two assassination attempts. A bullet in July grazed his ear, leaving an iconic image of the presidential candidate mouthing, "Fight, fight, fight." Renee White was sitting behind him that day in Butler, Pennsylvania, and she was in West Palm Beach election night. She says Trump needs to keep that attitude these next 4 years.
I don't think it's going to be easy. You have to keep fighting.
It's almost as if this crowd knew their man would win from the very beginning. When they walked into this election watch party, they were handed a hat with Trump written on the back and on the side, 45 and 47. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, West Palm Beach, Florida.
With Donald Trump's victory in the 2024 U.S. presidential election, VOA's Tina Trin explores how his past policies and current positions offer insight into the upcoming presidents.
It's official. 78-year-old Donald J. Trump, the former U.S. president, will once again occupy the White House as president of the United States. Like Grover Cleveland in the late 1800s, Trump will serve two non-consecutive terms in office as the 45th and the 47th U.S. president. To understand how a second Trump presidency could play out, it helps to look back at his first term in office and recent claims on the campaign trail. Immigration is a major theme for Trump, and his restrictive policies are tied to his nationalist America First views. Back in 2017, 7 days after he was sworn in, Trump imposed a 90-day travel ban barring citizens of 7 Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S.
I'm establishing new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States of America. We don't want them here.
During this year's presidential campaign, Trump spoke forcefully about what he calls a migrant invasion, making border security a key electoral issue. He told supporters in North Carolina what he would say to Mexico's new president.
I'm going to inform her on day one or sooner that if they don't stop this onslaught of criminals and drugs coming into our country, I'm going to immediately impose a 25% tariff on everything they send in to the United States of America.
During his presidency, Trump imposed tariffs on Chinese imports and seems unlikely to change tactics this time around.
They've really been hurting us. It's so ridiculous. They end up closing. Everybody loses their job. Then they make it in their country, and then they send it back to us with no tax, no nothing. And we lose that. We lose the company. We lose the jobs. We lose sort of everything, and it's so stupid.
Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 Paris Agreement, an international treaty tackling climate change, global warming, and greenhouse gas emissions.
I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
Trump says his energy policy will focus on increased domestic oil production and a rollback of environmental regulations.
We're going to, first day, first hour, we can do many things in the first, but first, we're going to drill, baby, drill.
In his second term as president, Trump is promising a more protectionist and isolationist approach than the last 4 years of President Joe Biden. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
Let's hear what some people said today about the outcome of the U.S. election.
Good things are coming. Good things are coming. Whether you voted for him or not, you'll see a change in this country and hopefully the world. I just don't want all this war stuff and all this back and forth. I don't want all of it. I want just peace day in and day out.
I'm not surprised. I kind of figured Trump would win, but it is sad at the same time that Kamala didn't win. I did my part. That's all I could do.
Last night I was watching the whole election the whole night, the whole thing. And I'm like, oh my God, Trump's about to win. And then when he won, I was like, oh my God, let's make America great again.
Sad. I run a kinder nation. I'm raising kids. And it's a hard pill to swallow. So we'll brace for the next 4 years and keep putting goodness out into the world.
Those are some Americans expressing their views on the outcome of the U.S. election. With that, let's take a short break. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And now back to the topic of the day. We are discussing the United States election held yesterday. Our guest, we are looking forward to having Ms. Pearl Matibe, who is the foreign policy analyst, but she is not yet on the show. And also, we are expecting Democratic supporter and founder and director of Pumlani, Minnesota, African Women Against Violence, Comfort Londo. And at the moment, we have Republican supporter and founder of Global Exchange Program International, Mr. Innocent Ndenda. Welcome to our show, Mr. Ndenda.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, oh. And I understand that we now have Ms. Comfort Londo also on the phone. Ms. Londo, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, well, maybe I can start with Mr. Ndenda. I was supposed to start with the lady, but let me start with Mr. Ndenda because his candidate won the elections. Let's hear from Mr. Ndenda what he says about this victory. Mr. Ndenda.
All I can say is that it was inevitable. I said it before. People vote for policies, and they've done that. So victory was certain. Mm. So I would like to congratulate President Donald J. Trump for winning the election.
Yes, and Ms. Londo, what can you say about the victory of Republican candidate, former President Donald Trump, and what Mr. Ndenda just said?
Well, I would like to congratulate my brother on the winning of his candidate, which is what true democracy should look like. But I want to say, in addition to that, that Americans have voted the former President Donald J. Trump back into the nation's highest office 4 years after he fomented a riot at the Capitol to try and block his removal from power. So that is what sits with me today, that Americans have re-elected the same man. And also that maybe America is not ready for female leadership, because we saw the same man again being voted, winning a vote against another female. That was my Hillary Clinton. And so that's how I'm assessing this win at this moment.
Mm. Mr. Ndenda, you heard what Ms. Londo just said, that maybe America is not yet ready for a female president. Because the same happened in 2016. And also, she mentioned the riot that took place in 2020 at the Capitol. What can you say about that?
Yeah, in some instances, it might be. But I wouldn't think people usually vote for race or gender. I don't think people are naive to that level. But you have to look at the policies. It's not about a woman. It's not about a man. But this is not like modeling, where you look for certain thing, characteristics, be it beauty, whatever you look at. But this is about society, communities, people. It's their life. So people won't vote for gender or color. They're voting for policies which can help their livelihood.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Londo, looking at the policies that Ms. Ndenda just mentioned, what can you say about President Trump's foreign policy, looking at the countries like Zimbabwe that have been benefiting from the American government since independence?
I'm very worried. When I think about your question, I think about 2022. I remember having a conversation with the office of President Biden, and actually asking, second, maybe two or three times, are you sure Zimbabwe is invited to Washington, D.C.? 2022, all African heads of state were invited to Washington, D.C. There was a sense in President Joe Biden of reconnecting with the leaders on the continent. I believe that this country and these foreign allies are in for a major whiplash. We know what President Donald Trump has said in reference to African nations. We also know that he's a very volatile president. I've seen Mr. Trump praising authoritarian leaders like the leaders of China, North Korea, Russia, while demeaning democratic American allies in Europe and Asia. So whether the United States remains a part of NATO is a question, for example, that I'm thinking about right now. And the Middle East conflict will have a powerful, unpredictable new actor who has not demonstrated interest in calming tensions. And so I believe even for a nation like Zimbabwe, we should always remember how someone, a man like Donald Trump, how he refers to our nations, on the global south. Mm-hmm. It's a word that I can't even repeat here because there might be children listening. But that is how I think. We are in for some instability in terms of those international relations.
Yes, we want to also welcome our guest, foreign policy analyst Pearl Matibe, who is based here in Washington D.C. Welcome to our show, Ms. Matibe.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you came in at the right time. We are talking about foreign policy, and you as an expert on that topic. What can you tell us about President Trump's victory and what it means to foreign policy?
Okay, thank you so much for your question. It is an important question, and I do understand why audiences in Africa, including in Southern Africa and in Zimbabwe, might be wondering about what approach a second Trump presidency might entail. So here's what I would say. I was up until the wee hours of the morning, didn't get much sleep yesterday, and I've been looking at this data as to what evolved over the U.S. elections, poring over the numbers. What I will say is data is king. When President Trump had his biggest rally, which is the National Convention in Milwaukee, earlier in the year, in July, I went to his event personally. And I did speak to people who advise him, who work with him every day, to try to understand and get a picture about what was his campaign strategy. So the Republican Party and President Trump's campaign relied very, very heavily on data very, very early on. And I know this for sure because one of the people that I did speak to was Reince Priebus, who used to be President Trump's own chief of staff in the White House. So what you see evolved over these elections is that President Trump overperformed in many of his strongholds. The numbers counts in terms of ballots that he won in the last two elections in 2016 and in 2020, he surpassed many of those local jurisdictions over and over and over again throughout last night. And yes. So one of the other things that he did was he edged into areas that, you know, Kamala Harris might have taken. So he, in other words, in simple terms, President Trump expanded his base, deepened his base. So he has grown the Republican Party more than any other president in U.S. history.
Yes.
So no matter whether you like him or whether you don't like him,
yes,
what he has achieved alone is historic.
I wanted to throw a question and maybe get a quick response from you, Mr. Batube, before I go to our other guests. What could have been the force behind that drive, looking at what he has achieved, what you just mentioned?
Okay. So as you already know, right, that I work alongside my White House colleagues, my White House correspondent, Reince Priebus used to be President Trump's chief of staff. I spoke to him in July. I was with the campaign, followed the campaign throughout the year. They were relying on data. They were able to even tell you what their voters eat, what they drive, what they like, what they don't like. So the data is what they relied on as they planned their campaign. You heard President Trump go really sort of negative comments and things of that nature. That's because his base really adores President Trump. They love President Trump. Mm-hmm. Key issues were the economy. Even though they might have felt that maybe he was making negative comments, to them, the eggs that they buy, the fuel that they put in their car, the groceries that they need to go and buy, that economic and inflation, they felt that they trust him more than they trust President Biden. President Biden's approval rating right now was 40%. President Trump's approval rating right now was 48%. 48% was more than he was ever approved while he was president.
Thank you, Ms.
Matthew. People like him more now than even when he was in office.
Thank you so much. I'll come back to you, Ms. Matube. Let me go to Ms. Dondo. Ms. Dondo, you heard what Ms. Matube just mentioned, that people voted for what they think is right for them, food, fuel, and all that. Most people are complaining that things are expensive in the stores, wherever you go. What do you say about that, looking at what the Biden administration, that also was part of Kamala Harris, was bringing or giving to Americans?
I would absolutely agree with, I would absolutely agree with the last panelist. You know, when I look at, for example, when I look at some of the blue states and how they shifted, right? New York moved 13 points towards Donald Trump. Virginia shifted about 6 points in his direction. And then Ohio really, really surprised me, where he won by about 11 points. Three more points compared to 2020. I think if I'm to honestly reflect on what maybe my political party didn't do well, if you look at examples of certain issues like the way Mr. Trump's campaign, they really batted big on things like anti-transgender advertisements, which is a very sensitive topic for, you know, for folks, both sometimes both Republican and Democrats who are in the middle. And while they were going with all these ads, for example, the Democratic folks, they didn't really respond. And when the campaign started, we realized that Ms. Harris did not respond for a while to media. So I would agree with her in saying that that is one thing that the Trump, that if we could say as Democrats, the things we could look back and learn at is not to take for granted some of those big advertisements that happened with some subject matters that are very sensitive to folks like gender justice, abortion rights. And then, of course, the one I mentioned, the anti-transgender advertising, which really, really touches on people's cords, right? Mm-hmm. So people were definitely voting based on those issues, including the situation right now in our country, are really...
Yes, thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Tine Mutereri, South Africa. Hello?
Hey, Magadigo, Baba.
Ndaka Simba, dear now.
Vamoyo murisei.
Vamoyo takasimba makasimba utipewo maonero yenyu panya yatirukurukurai.
Hai, regai ndikwasi baba na mai vamudina na mamu na mai mnavo. Baba, sorry. Hai, regai tingoti makorokoto handirango tenda zvangu nokuona nyika ya America nokurongirwa yakaita nokuti sarudzi dzakaitwa nezuro totoona nhasi kutonzi vawina vaTrump ne first yakadaro dai yaingoitwa panyika dzose. Tinoshira kudai zvinhu zvaitwa nenzira yakanaka tivati vaTrump namai Kamala Harris sevanhu vakawanda kuno kuAfrica vazhinji vaiti amai Kamala Harris vachakuikunda notachiona zviripo machannel matv maradio vanhu vazhinji vanozoti vasuwa asi zvinhu zvinoitika mukati moupenyu asi tinongosvira kuti ivo vahwina ivavo dai vagona kusanganisa pasi kunyanyanya hondo iri kuukraine nerussia uye futi nehondo iri kuhamase neIsraeri neHezbollah nanaIran saizvo dai vagona kuti vabatanidze zvisinei zvavo zvinowanikwa si kuti aiwa amai Kamala Harris vangu vakasimba zvikuru asi tinoda kungoti hai zvinhu zvinowanika muupenyu saka tinotenda nokukunda kwaita vaTrump sezvo tinoziva kuti vanhu hationi vakafanana asi tinoshuva kuti vachatungamira zvakanaka
ndangotenda
zvangu neizvozvo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. That was our caller from South Africa, Mr. Richard Moyo, who is congratulating President Donald Trump for being elected the 47th president, and he will be sworn in January next year. Let me now go to Mr. Ndenda. Mr. Ndenda, you heard our caller there. He mentioned the wars that are going to be faced by President Donald Trump, the Ukraine-Russia war and the Israel-Hamas war. What can you say about that?
I think there will be peace in the world because Trump is somebody who walks the talk. He did it 4 years ago. There were no wars around the world. So I think he's going to negotiate like he did the last time. Because he doesn't believe in buying, in going for wars. So I think he's going to negotiate with Russia and Ukraine, sit them down. Then they can agree on terms and conditions. Then the war will end. Same applies he did also in Israel 4 years ago. So it's the same. I think you advocate for peace like he did 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Tizwe kuna Muzvare Dondo, kuti munoti Muzvare Dondo, ne nyaya kuti va Trump, pavachapinda muofisi vanenge vachitarisana nehondo mbiri idzo, hondo yeUkraine Russia nehondo yeIsrael neHamas nemamwe mapoka ari kurwisana neIsrael.
Isu tichataenda kuhondo dziri kunze kwenyika, ndoda kuti mutungamiri Trump dai vakwanisa kuyananisa America, Black America, maimmigrants vakure vemuno nekuti mukatotarisa campaign vanga vaine campaign meeting yavakaita last week yanga itaura nhau dzekudhipota kuti ndikapinda muofisi ndichange ndichidhipota vabve kure vese vasina ugari hwemuno. Saka ndinofunga kuti charity begins at home, ngatitange mumba. Vanofanira kuyananisa America. Ndinovimbawo zvakare chishuwo changu kuti pavanenge vari muofisi hatichazowane kurwa kwakawanda pamarudzi akasiyana. Nekuti the last time yanga vari in office, we saw a lot of tensions rising between black America, immigrants, other people as they call us, BIPOC, and the white extremists. So I hope that he is that president who can bring people together before we even start looking at international relations. On the ground, he needs to bring peace and unity.
Thank you so much. Let's hear from Ms. Matibe. Ms. Matibe, you heard what Ms. Dondo just said. She said that before President Trump thinks of bringing peace to other countries, he must first unite Americans. What do you say about that?
I will say that President Trump's motto and what he wants is for America first. His ideology is America first. That is his doctrine. And when we look at this election, right, no matter those people who might be disappointed about Kamala Harris losing in this election, what happened here in this U.S. election was we watched the election unfolding in front of our eyes. So in other words, we watched democracy taking place. And in a democracy, and if you want a democracy, the majority of the people decided what they want. And what they want was to have President Trump return into office. So you've got to embrace the democracy because we just watched democracy working. It was transparent. The counting was transparent. So that's one aspect. I just want to mention something about the wars. President Trump, if you recall, had made these Abraham Accords agreements with Israel. And it's not so much a factor that he doesn't like wars. President Trump wants things to progress and to grow the economy inside the United States and to take care of U.S. and American interests because his constituents first – and not the global constituents. His number one constituents is the American people. Those are the people who have put him in office. So he has made promises, and if you listen to the speech that he made last night, he said, promises made are promises I intend to keep.
Mm-hmm.
So President Trump is all about America first.
Thank you so much. Let me go to Mr. Ndenda. Vandenda, munoona here vaTrump vachizadzisa vimbiso dzese dzavakapa nguva yekutsvaga rutsigiro nokuti tinoona vakavimbisa zvakawanda vachiti chekutanga chavachaita kuona kuti vanenge vakapinda munyika yeAmerica zvisiri pamutemo vadzoserwa vachizosaisa zvimwe sezvi. Munoona here vachizadzisa zvose izvi?
For sure, because the other thing, the advantage here, right, and they could have won a Senate. So some of the decisions are not going to be hard for him to implement, because we're in a Senate also. So I think it will work for his advantage also to implement many policies, NEMA laws.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Londo, are we going to see some Democrats working together with Republicans to build America and be on the front is what President Trump always advocates for, America first?
Who's on the call? I would say America would be the place where we must learn about true democracy. As you asked me at the beginning of this conversation, despite the fact that I'm not of a Republican Party, we still congratulate and amicably in peace try to still work together. I believe it is
doable.
Thank
you so much.
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much. Time is not on our side. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you to our guest, foreign policy specialist, Pearl Matibe, here in Washington, D.C., Democratic member, that's Comfort Dondo in Minnesota, and Republican supporter, Innocent Denda in Texas. This is Jonga Kandemiri saying goodbye.